Amar Rabba Mino Amin Allah. So far, Gemara said that Shtika Lachamat Nois Lachulomu. That if you have Shtika, the taste. Normal Kedushin is when there's Shtika Kaidamat Nois. It's the Hariyat, and she's Makabal. So Avadin, that's good. Gemara says Shtika Lachamat Nois is Lachulom. I was thinking that maybe we could call the Chem Deshloimai Shtika Bishasmat Nois. Somewhere in between. Right. Normal Kedushin, she's Shaisik Kaidim the Matmois. Agamar, she's Shaisik afterwards. Yesterday's Chem Deshloimai was a Shaila sort of Bishas. They're both holding it in at the moment. Whether that's anything. But at any rate, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Mena Amin Allah. How do I know this din? The Tanya, Amalak Kinsi Sellers, Uba Pikada, in the new case. A man gives a woman money originally as a Pikada. Because of Amalak's Kachuli Bay, and then later on, after she read he was holding a Pateris Pikada, he said, Eskachuli Bay, I want you to be married with this thing which I had given you as a Pikada. Bishas Matan Mois for Kudeshas, Lacha Matan Mois, Ratsa Sama Kudeshas, La Ratsa Inamu Kudeshas. Depends if it's Ratsa Sama. What does Ratsa Sama mean? My ratasa, my le ratasa. Ilema ratasa damri in, le ratasa damra lai, simple taich. Ratasa, she said yes. Le ratasa means she said no. Achal de resha, ki amra lai nami, ya de kedushin, that can't be. It means in the resha, which is not dependent on ratasa, even if she said no, that can't be a kedushin. Amaya, kamra lai, she said no. Ella, laugh. Don't you think pshat is like Ratsasa Damrin. Lai Ratsasa Dishtaka Mishtaka. She was quiet. So we see that if Lai Ratsasa, which means she was quiet, Enim Kudeshas. Namina Shtika Lachamat Nois Falaf Klumu. So this is a raya that, what's the case? You gave a woman a pekadim, and later you said you should be Mukudeshas by, and she was quiet. So you might think she didn't scream, it's a good Kedushin. She says, no, it's not. So this is the raya. Kashuba b'fum nahara mishmei d'rafa on the braid of Yeshua midami. Hasam, how are you comparing that case to our case? Hasam b'teres pikadin yavinu nahela. There was originally given as a pikadin savra, she thinks. Isha dinaluhu misperi mechayav nabuhu. If I'm going to throw it down and it'll break, I'll be chayav. These ladies, they don't know anything, right? You know what she thinks? She thinks that if you throw someone's things down, they have to break. And it breaks. Yichayev. Anybody else think that way? Huh? Anybody? What's the Gemara say? Sabra, she thinks, Yishadino lo mispri mechayav nabu. Ladies think, if you throw it down, if someone gives you something to watch, and you throw it down, it breaks, it's Yichayev. You hear what they think? You should know better, right? What? If they, what is the truth? Are they right? If you're watching something for someone, you throw it down and it breaks, are you chayev? If you say yes, that means you hold like these ladies. I'm asking you, how do you know the Gemara? She knows what she's talking about, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Savra isha dina lo misperi mechayav nebuhu. She thinks if I throw it down, it breaks. I'm chayav. Hacha b'teres kedushin yavin nehalai yisad lai nichalol shedinu. So here what the Gemara says, by kedushin, you can't compare pekadin and kedushin. By pekadin, she thinks if she throws it down, she's chayav. We'll have to get to that, if she's right or not. Hold on. By kedushin, there, of course she could throw it down. So parach rav achai, atakulu nashi dina gemiri? Do the ladies know the din? So the Gemara is saying that by Kiddushin, the Gemara says Beferish, she doesn't know the din. Because by Kiddushin, she throws it down that she's potter. By Pekadin, that I'm not sure yet. But by Kiddushin, the Gemara says she doesn't know the din. And she thinks she can't throw it down, that's why she held on to it. So Mela Uriah from your Kasha is not a Kasha. That you said midami, the midami is not a kasha, and the Mela Rav is right. That's what the Gemara said. How do we paskin? Shofar Ravacha Barav Kamei Ravina Kai Gav Namai. What's the din?
Shalach Lech, Hanan Lech Shmi Alan. I never heard of this din. Hadar Afad Abrei Rav Yeshua. Atud Shmi Alachu Chu Shalu. You heard of it. You have to be Chai Shishri. I never heard of it. I don't have to be Chai Shishri. So what does that mean? What does it mean to Paskin? So the Rambam says he means to Paskin that it's not a Kedushin. But the Rif and the other Rishayim, right Rishayim, say it means he's Mesotik. It's a Safik. You be Chayshish, I'm not Chayshish. What does that mean? The Gemara Gemara is a Safik. And in Shulchan Aruch, we pass Kintaka, that's a Safik. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam passing is not a Kedushin. He passing that's a Safik Kedushin. At any rate, the Gemara here, Derech Agav, mentioned Yesod in Hilta Shomrim. Sovrei Shadino L'Misri M'chayav Nebuhu. Does that mean she knows what she's talking about? She doesn't know. What do you say? If you're a shomer and you're watching something and you throw it down and it breaks, you're chayav or you're potter? Huh? Well, it depends what happens. If you throw it down and it breaks, then of course you're chayav or mazik. You're worse than a pesheh. Can't be talking that she means she's going to throw it, it's going to break from the force of throwing. That's a double push. It means she's going to put it down on the floor in front of him. She says, listen, you wanted me to watch this? Forget it. She puts it down. It doesn't mean it's going to break if she threw it down. But she puts it down in front of him. So now she puts it down in front of him. And she tells him, listen, I'm not interested in watching this for you anymore. Finished. And how does it break? He says, I'm not taking it back. And they leave it in the street, and a car runs it over, or someone steals it. Is she chayav or she's not chayav in such a case? She's giving it back, and therefore, does she have to give it back biyad, or is it enough she puts it in front of him? If you give me something to watch, I have to put it in your hand, or I can put it down in front of you? Harish lacha fadecha means lacharei that I could put it in front of you. She's saying I'm not going to accept that chayav, so she should be potter. So then she's taka wrong. Savra isha dima l'misri mechayav. You can learn the Gemara two ways. The Ran learns savra means she's making a mistake. What? Shadina luhu misri. She's going to throw it in front of him. It's going to break from the throw.
Yeah.
So if it's going to break from the throw, there's nothing to talk about. Of course she's chayav if it breaks from the throw. But then you have a kasha. Why didn't she just put it down gently? Why, if he says be married to me, why in the world does she have to throw it down with force? Why can't she just put it down? Is that what they mean? So in that split second, she's thinking, if I'm going to throw it down, it's going to break. And why isn't she throwing it down? The Gemara is saying, why isn't she throwing it down? Because she's afraid she'll have to pay. Right? That's what I say. She's afraid by throwing it down she's going to break it. So then she's right. If you throw it down, it's going to break from the force of throwing it down. Of course, you're chayav. There's nothing to talk about. The person has no right to take someone else's thing, even if they're not a shomer, and to throw it hard against the floor. So must mean, shadino kamei, she's going to throw it in front of him. Shadino lo umisperi, she's going to throw it in front of him. The Ran learned, taich is taich. The Ran taich is savra means she thinks and she's wrong. That's taich in the Gemara. The Ravid taich is savra means she thinks that she's right. We have to get to what their machleik means. But taich, the Ran taich is savra means she thinks. She doesn't know the din. How should she know? So she thinks, but she's wrong. The Ravid says she thinks that she's right. But my pligi. The Rajba says, to argue here at a big yisai. If you give me something to watch, and I agree to watch it for a period of time. If I just hold it for you, of course I can return it any time. Let's say I agree to watch it for a week. And after 3 days, I come back to you and I say, you know, I'm tired of watching it. I don't want to watch it anymore. Take it back. And you say, no, you agree to take it back. I don't want to take it back. You agree to watch it. I'm not taking it back. And I say, no. And I put it in front of you. Or I put it even in your house. And I walk away from it. Do I have a right to back out of my agreement? I already agreed to watch it for you. Do I have a right to back out of that agreement? What would you say, Api Svara? What? What's binding? I made a Kenyan, I picked it up. I said, I watch it for a week. What? So we could clarify both. Let's assume Shem says, is the same. It should be the same. So by any Shemer, I agreed to watch it. I made a Kenyan, I picked it up. If I just told you I'll watch it, of course I could back out. I say, I'll do you a favor. Any favor I say, I'll do for you. I don't have to do it. Later I could change my mind. But here I already picked it up. You already gave it to me. I said, I'll watch it for a week. I picked it up. I became chayiv and shmira. I'm a shaymer, chayiv shaymer, a certain chiyuvim. So now I want to back out and give it back.
Is shmira alpeh considered binding, or does it have to be written down in a shtar that he's going to watch it?
Well, alpeh is not, but a kenyan. You certainly don't need a shtar. If you give me something to watch without a shtar and I pick it up, I say, I'll watch
it.
Then I'm chayiv.
Shtar is the chayiv to watch it for the period that he said he's going to watch it. Or is it just he's watching it? Now he's not. He's not watching it anymore. That's it. Is he chayv to watch it for the week that he's
going to watch it? That's the question. Is he chayv to watch it for the week? Now, if he doesn't go back to the owner, after 3 days he says, no, I'm tired of watching it, of course he's chayv, right? Okay. Shadows only if he goes back to the owner.
But his word saying, I'm going to watch it for a week, is that binding or not?
That's the question. His words with the kinyan of picking it up, is that binding? The Ravid learns that it's binding. If you agree to watch something for a period of time, then it's binding on you. Sava, she thinks correctly, Ishadin Galu Misbri Mechayavna. If I'm going to put it down in front of him, I'll say, here, take it back. I'll be Chayav. And she's right. She's Mechayav to watch it. She agreed to watch it. She's Mechayav to watch it. The Rajban and the Ran disagree. They say, there's a Xeris Akasav Avodai Heim V'lai Avodim L'Avodim. What do we learn from that? Any worker is allowed to quit. A worker is allowed to quit in the middle of his work. He has to give the owner enough notice that he can hire someone else. It shouldn't cause him a hefsid. But a worker could quit. A worker contracts in apidin. Certainly verbal contracts are not binding. A worker could quit as long as he doesn't cause a hefsid to the owner. The owner has to hire someone else. A worker's allowed to quit. So if the Rashba, a shomer, no worse than a worker. If a worker could quit, a shomer could quit. So the Rashba holds a shomer could quit. The Ravid holds a shomer cannot quit. Svara is more night stumped to the Rashba. The Rashba has a good time, no? The Rashba has a good time. Why can't I quit in the middle? So Rabbi Chanan, here in Agimara, excuse me? Worker, not Avadim, worker. A worker. Avodai Heim is Yashem Zevet, Vlay Avadim Lavadim. You know, a worker is not an Evet. A worker could win. What? You're no worse than a worker. If I agree to work for you, I back out. If I agree to watch your thing, I'm your worker. The point is, no, you could quit even if you have a job that takes 5 minutes a day. You could also quit.
He has the right to say that those 5 minutes are my day.
Right. And if I'm a shomer? Doesn't take time to be a shomer. Could be it does, could be it doesn't. Depends what you're watching. If you're watching someone's animal, it takes time. If you're watching someone's chayfis that doesn't need care, you may be right. What? The Ravid from?
The
Ravid holds it goes, oh, so what is the Ravid? How's he going to answer the cash? Okay. The, yes. Well, it's always a Kenyan, because when you took it to watch it, someone gave it to you to watch. When you pick it up, that's a Kenyan. If I give you something to watch, your schayvus begins when you pick it up to watch it. Right? Or if I put it in your house. Rabbi Chanan is Tzadik Bey is here, and the stipler more Barichus in Bava Metzia. It's a very nice stipler. It's Bava Metzia, Simin Lamed Ches. In the old print, it was Simin Lamed Dalet. Beautiful stipler. He declares, he wants to explain the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ravid. He says his Masadur are very nice. Rabbi Chanan the same way. A Shomer. There are two dinim that a shomer has. Every shomer has two din. One, he has to watch the person think. If you give me, you have something of yours you want me to watch, you give me a car to watch. A, I'm a chayiv to watch it, to make sure it's safe. And B, I'm chayiv b'achrayis. If something happens to it, I have to pay. Now, they're separate things. You understand that they're separate. Let's say I say, I'm not going to watch it, I'll just pay. And I'll do that. I'm obligated to watch it. I can't say, you give me something to watch, I say, oh, let it get destroyed, I'll just pay him for it. No, I have two chiyuv. I have a chiyuv to watch it. Even if I want to pay, I have a chiyuv to watch it. And then besides the chiyuv to watch it, I have a chiyuv to pay if certain things happen to it. If nothing this happens, I'm part of it. If certain things happen, I have a chiyuv achray. Claire's the stipler, why am I chayiv to pay? Am I chayiv to pay? Let's say I'm watching something for you. I'm a shem esachar. I'm watching it and it gets stolen. I have to pay. Why? You can learn two ways. You can learn I have to pay because I was mekabel achrayis. When you gave it to me, I was mekabel achrayis to pay. That's why I have to pay. Or you could learn I have to pay because I failed in my shmira. My shmira was not good enough. I obligated myself to watch it. And since I failed in my shmira, that's why I have to pay. It's dakistik. Okay, I'll repeat the stuff again. If you give me something, you give me something to watch, and it gets stolen, I have to pay. Okay, let's say I'm a shem esachar, es chayav an gneiva v'aveda. Why do I have to pay? You can learn two ways. You can learn I'm mechuyev to pay because I was mekabel achrayis when you gave it to me. When you gave it to me, I agreed. If it's stolen, I'll pay. So why do I pay? Because I agreed. I agreed when you gave it to me. It's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, why am I chayav to pay? Because when you gave it to me, I said I'll watch it. From Geneva Vaveda, and I failed in my Shmira. So since I failed in my Shmira, that's why I have to pay. You follow? Two ways of understanding why I pay. I'll tell you nafkamina, hopefully you'll understand. The stifler's main nafkamina is, if you give me something to watch, you give me a pound of gold to watch. At the time that you give it to me, it has a certain value. You give me a pound of gold, the time you give it to me, it's worth $2,000. And then I'm watching it a week later it gets stolen. The time it got stolen, the price went up. The time it got stolen, it was worth $2,100. And I'm mechuyev to pay kshas pikadon. I'm mechuyev to pay the value at the time you gave it to me. Or am I mechuyev to pay kshas gazela, the time it was stolen. This is totally in. Why do I have to pay you? If you learn I have to pay you because I made a Kabbalah, when you gave it to me, I was Makabal, that I'm going to pay if something happens to it. That means that my Chiyuv is B'Shas Kabbalah Sakrayas. Then I have to pay what it was worth, B'Shas Kabbalah Sakrayas. If you learn that the reason I have to pay is because I failed in the Shmira, so then we look at the time that I failed in the Shmira. The time I failed in the Shmira was worth $2,100. So then I have to pay at the time of my failing in the Shmira. I have to pay the $2,100. So this is an afkamina in understanding why a shomer has to pay. Does a shomer pay because of Kabbalah Sachrayis? Or does a shomer pay because he failed in the Shmira? This is the machlek. Zot the stipler, shot in the Raivan and the Rajba. The Rajba says, you could quit in the middle. Rajma says you could quit, the payal could quit. How's the Ravid going to answer that? He says, very geschmack. The Ravid learns that you have to pay for things because of Kabbalah Sachrayis. Because when you took it, you were Kabbalah Sachrayis. That means every time you take something to watch, you make two Kabbalahs. Shmira and Kabbalah Sachrayis. Now, following with the Ravid Shita. When I take something, I'm a Kabbal Shmira and Kabbalah Sachrayis. Which one am I allowed to quit? Because of Avadehem v'lay Avadim l'Avadim? What can I quit because of Avadehem? I could quit the Shmira. I could quit the Chiyuv Shmira. The Rabbi says, you're right. If you want, you can let him know, I'm not watching it anymore. You could quit the Chiyuv Shmira. But the Chiyuv Achrayis still remains. If something happens to it, you still have to pay. Because that you can't quit. You're a Makabal. You're going to watch it for a week. That means if it gets stolen in the week, you have to pay. So now if you come to him and you say, listen, I don't want to watch it anymore. So he could tell you, oh, you don't want to watch it? Okay, I'll be Michael, you're watching it. But if something happens, you have to pay. And kachem advarim. You could quit the watching it, and the Kabbalah Sakrayas remains. And if something happens during the week, you still have to pay. Because you can't quit the Kabbalah Sakrayas. If the other person is Michael, of course it helps. But you can't on your own quit. You're a Makabal that I'm watching it for a week. That means you're a Makabal, A, to watch it, and B, that if something happens in the week, I'll pay. So Mimela, that Kabbalah, that if something happens to it in the week, that remains. Sover, Shadinu Kamei, and V'mitbara, Mechayavda. You are Chayiv. Because you have a Kabbalah Sakrayas. The Rashba learns. No. The Rashba learns when you take it, you just Makabal Shmira. That's it. Why do you have to pay? Because you failed in your Shmira. It's a Kabbalah Shmira. Why do I pay? Because I flopped in my Shmira. It got stolen. Memela the Rashba holds that if I quit my Shmira, because Avadeh Hem V'lay Avadim L'Avadim, if I quit my Shmira, and later something happens to it, I'm potter. Because once I quit my Shmira, I notified you, I'm not watching it anymore, I'm not Mechuyav in Shmira, so Memela I don't have to pay. Because the only reason a Shomer pays is because he failed in the Shmira. If I quit my Shmira, so then I don't have to pay anymore. So the Rashba holds that it's one, I'm a Kabbal one thing. I'm a Kabbal Shmira. And when I quit my Shmira, I'm a Melan Pater from pay. The Ravid holds, no. I'm a Kabbal two things, Shmira and Achrayus. And while I could quit my Shmira, I remain Chayyab Achrayus. Yeah? Now we paskin like the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch, Tzimur Reish Sadeh Gimel. Paskin is like the Ravid. The Ravid says you makabel both, and you can take a quit Shmira, but you can't quit Achrayim. By the way, this Machlaikis Ravid and Rashba is also a Machlaikis the Magid Mishnah, who says like the Ravid, and the Mishnah Melech. In Hilchos She'ilos, Allah Perek Zayin Allah Yer Aleph, it's come out the same word for word. The Magid Mishnah says, if you makabel something with man, you can't quit. Mishmael Chay asks, Avadai Hein V'lai Avadim L'Avadim. Come out the same thing. And I guess that gives more power to the Shitas HaRaivit, because the Magid Mishnah holds like him. And that's the way we paskin. It's not even two Shitas in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that if you quit in the middle of this man, you remain Mechuyev. You remain obligated. Yes, the Bailin is Michael, so that's 100%. If the Baal says I'm asking, then the Baal could release him from his obligation.
If there's no Zman, what happens?
What? Then you could quit. If there's no Zman, of course you could quit. If I'm a Kabbal to watch it, Stoma, I don't have to watch it forever, whatever time. Now listen to a Ktsais. Ktsais, in Reish Sadeh Gimel, Sif Beis, Sif Katan Beis, says the following case. You give me something to watch, I'm a Shem HaSachar. Okay, you pay me, I should watch something for a week. After 3 days, I come back to you and I say, take it back, I'm not watching it. You're not masking. I say, I'm going to give you a choice. I put it down in your house and I walk out. So what happens? You paid me to be a Shem HaSachar for it. In the middle of the week, I come back to you, I say, I don't want to watch it anymore, I put it in your house, I walk away. Zaptik Tzais, what happens now? He says, the person who's Makabel Shmira is a Shem HaSachar. When he gave it back to the owner now has a Din Shem Rechinam on it. Because he took it back, and he didn't want to take it back, he's not getting paid for it, he just took it back. He says, now, if it gets stolen from the owner's house, the owner could say, okay, look, I watched it. Of course I watched it. I mean, if the owner didn't take it back and left it in the street, that's pashut, that's all right. But the owner took it back into his own house and he put it in his drawer. it got stolen from the owner's house. So the owner could say, pay me. The person says, what do you mean pay me? I gave it back to you. You were watching it. So the chitzais, he could say, look, I'm a shemechinam. You stuck me with it. You gave it back. You were makabel to watch it for a week. So you're chayef, like the ravid, you're chayef b'achriyusa for a week. You gave it back to me. It's taka true. I picked it up and I watched it. Because I didn't have a choice. I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't meichel you. I picked it up and I watched it. But even though I watched it, I'm only a shemechinam to you. You're a shemesachar, because I paid you to watch it for a week. Once you gave it back to me, I'm a shemechinam. And if an oinus happens, a shemechinam, if a pshia happened, I would be chayiv. But hayaisa was stolen. So you now have to pay me.
Give money back to the
I wanted to get to that. I was thinking about that, but 1 second. But you hear the ktzayis first. It's an innovative way of looking. The owner, on his own chayfetz, is now a shomer chinam for the shomer who agreed to take it from him. Yeah? And therefore, even though he tried to watch it, he put it in his own house and he tried to watch it, but he's only a shomer chinam. And if it gets stolen, what?
The shomer chinam for the shomer zavar or for himself?
He's a shemechina for the shemesachar. I think that's what he means. He's a shemechina for the shemesachar. The owner on his own thing. Yeah, there's a similar case in Amafkid where somebody lent something to someone and then he rents it back. So the owner himself is only a seicher from the shayil. It could be cases where the shayil will have to pay. And it's very similar to that. See, here the ktzais. The person who took it back and he's watching it, he's only a shemachinam on it, and it's a good thing to know in case anybody ever gives you something back that they're watching. You know, if you want, you could be Michael them. You don't have to be Michael them. If they're a shemachinam and they give it to you back, you're a shemachinam, so then you're still, it's like having insurance on it. Yeah. It's like you have to pay. This is the way it's concise. Now, I was just wondering about the concise. Does the shemachinam get his money back? The shemesach to give the money back? You're my shemesach. I paid you to watch it. Middle of the week, you give it back to me. Because if he gives the money back, then he's not a shemesach for the rest of the week. But he was still makabel achrayis. He's makabel achrayis. Makabel achrayis only if he gets paid. So matters if the owner takes the money back willingly or not willingly, maybe. The owner is not willing to take the money back. He just dumps the money in the owner's house. The owner can do shemachinam on the money too. He won't. But if he gave him the money back, the owner would take the money back. What's he paying for if the person's not watching it? Because he's paying like for insurance. He's paying for that achrayah. Oh, but he gives the money back, then he's not a shomer anymore. So I don't know. Let's say he would accept the money back. The Kabbalah Sachrayas remain, L'chayra not. He only took Kabbalah Sachrayas for the money. So L'chayra, the case only makes sense if he doesn't take the money back. But Akedei Kach, the way the Ketzayis looks at it. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim, Eis Yudalit, and the Tumim, Siman Ayin Dalit, both make sort of a pshara between the Ravid and the Rajba. They say that there's a difference between a Shema Sachar and a Shema Chinam. Why? Why should there be a difference between a Shema Sachar and a Shema Chinam? He says a Shema Sachar is Chayiv what? Is Chayiv in Gnei Vavev. That means he's Mechayiv B'Payal to do something. He's like a worker. He's mechuyev to do something. He's mechuyev to protect the object from ganavim. So a shaymes sachar is like a payel. Well, you could say avodah handle by avodim lavodim. He could quit. But a shaymes chinam. What's a shaymes chinam's chayev? Shaloi not to be a pesheya. That's not a peula. That's just he has to not be pesheya. The person came to his house and gave him something to watch. So what's his obligation? Just not to be a pesheya. To not be a pesheya, that's not a pula. That's just shalo yifsha. You shouldn't be pesheya. So you can't quit from being a shemachinam because there's no avodah him v'lay avodim l'avodim. no pu'ula that you're obligated not to be pesheyan, not to be pesheyan anything. But Hashem is Sachar, who has a greater obligation, he was Makabal on himself, protecting it from Geneva Vaveda, he is a payel, and he could quit.
It's all the same two things.
So what?
It's all the same two things.
Which two? Shmira?
Shmira and Achai.
But what? The Chi of Shmira, could you quit from the Chi of Shmira? That's what Machna Ephraim is clarifying. He's not...
It's the same Chi that Hashem is Sachar.
No,
he has to. He is a chiyuv to watch. He is chiyuv to watch less. He's a chiyuv to watch it.
What he's saying is the shemichinam is chiyuv to watch. Chiyuv to watch shalo yifsha b'hem, not to be pesheya, is not a chiyuv to watch.
What
does that mean?
He's a chiyuv to watch for Gnei Vaveda. If a guy comes to his house,
the shemichinam, you mean?
Shemichinam. He's not a chiyuv to watch for Gnei Vaveda. He's not a chiyuv to pay. That's only a chai.
No, there are certain types of watching which are good enough for Hashem Echidim and not good enough for Hashem Esachar. He leaves, he does, but on a different level. On a different level. He only has to not be Pesheya with it. I don't know exactly how to. If he leaves his front door open, he's a Pesheya no matter what. If he locks his front door and he leaves the money on the table, he doesn't hide it under the carpet. So then he's a Fisham Echinam, that's good enough. It's not a Pshia. Fisham Esach, that's not good enough. He needs an extra level of Shmira.
Same Chiyuv Shmira for Hashem Esach, that was a good Shmira. It was a good Shmira for Gnei, but it didn't work, so he's had to pay. So it's the same Shmira.
There's a certain level of Shmira which is good for Hashem Echinam, but not Hashem Esach. Right? A certain level of Shmira which is adequate for one and not for the other.
Same Shmira for Gnei.
Is it the same Shmira?
Same locking the door.
Locking the door is the same.
Shem Esachar doesn't have to lock the door with 12 bolts. It's the same lock the door with the same lock. He's taking a little more risk because he's going to have to pay if he gets called. It's the same Shmira.
It's not Mashmana as that. The Gemara calls the Shem Esachar Shmira Mu'ula and the Shem Echinam Shmira Pechusa. It seems the Shem Echinam is Makabal less Shmira than the Shem Esachar. The level of Shmira that he's obligated in, it's hard for me to define it. But locking the front door, he's certainly obligated to do. The question is, in the house, is he obligated? Could he just leave it around like the other things in his house? Or does he have to say, well, it's money, it's more likely to be stolen, I have to put it in a better place? That extra level of Shmira is Hashem Esach and Hashem Echinam. That's what it seems.
It's less. It's less of a Shmira, but still a Shmira.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. The Machna Ephraim understands that it's a pu'ula by Hashem Esachar. By Hashem Echinam, it's not a pu'ula, it's just Shelo Yivsha Behem, and therefore he's Mechalim. In Achinami, it's not such a double pasha. Hashem also has to lock the front door. He also has to do certain pool ice. But okay, this is our component. This is the Machna Ephraim's opinion to find the middle ground. The Stifler brings it as well. And okay, so this is the dinim of Chiyuvei Shmira and what the lady is thinking. So what's the Gemara Shaila Savra? That means it's funny. Everyone agrees ladies think like the Ravid. Just the Shaila is the Ravid right or wrong? That's what comes out, no? Everyone agrees. Sabra, she thinks like the Ravid Shita. That if I put it down, I'm going to be, there'll be Chayit. So the Ravid says she thinks this way and she's right. Right? And the Ran and the Ram and the Rashba hold, ladies think this way and they're wrong. Interesting. So it comes out from the Gemara. Alright, so before we get to the next sugya, let's just try to sum up what's going on here. In Shtika Lachamat Mois. Okay, the big sugya, I mean big in the sense that it could have many applications, and to come out with a clarkite, Lamaisa, we have to try to just sort of sum up what's going on here. The best way to sum it up is to tell you two Ramas, Lahalacha. Try to work through making the two Ramas fit, and then I think we'll have a clarkite, at least the way we passed it. One Ramah, now remember, this is not a Machloikis. These are both the Ramah, and they're both Lahalacha. If we understand the difference between them, we'll understand the subject. One Ramah, Simchav Ches, Sif Dalet. If Zara Kiddushin Latoicheka, a man throws a ring or whatever it is into a woman's lap, she's sitting there, he throws it to her lap, he says, Hari Amakudesh, leave it to, and he throws it into her lap. Shaska, she's quiet. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, she's not Makudesh. She's not Makudesh, as you say in Shulchan Aruch. Not a Safik, it's just Vadai not Makudesh. Why is it not Makudesh? Why is it not Makudesh? I guess a Shtika, a Lachamat Mice. And. You know what? It's a Shtika Lachamat Mice, somehow better than the case of Pekad. The Shtika Lachamat Mice, and she didn't even take it. She didn't even take it. It landed on her lap. Right. So she's not Makudesh. So it's a state in the Ramah. Father is not Makudesh. That's Simon Chav Ches. Simon Membeis, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch has a case where a man takes the hand of a woman and stuffs something into her hand. The Chazaka, he forces her. He says, Hari Makudesh, just leave it to Bazud, the Bamish of Israel. And he forces it into her hand, and she's quiet. So Shulchan Aruch says she's Mekudesh. It is a good Kiddush. It would seem, at simple first glance, that these two Ramahs contradict each other. They're both cases in which a man forcibly was Mekadesh a woman, and in one place it says it's not a Kiddush, in one place it says it is a Kiddush. It would appear that they contradict each other. The question is how to answer the contradiction.
By not letting go, she was Mekabel.
And then by Cheka?
She never touched it, just sitting in her lap.
Why didn't she throw it down?
She didn't have to, she never expected it. Just sitting in her lap means she's accepting it. In her hand, she keeps her hand closed around the object, but she shows she's accepting it. So she's taking it with her hand, and that shows how Kabel is.
And she leaves it in her lap, it's different.
She's not touching it, she's leaving it, she's sitting there.
Clicking the lap in the hand. And we're talking about this. Maybe there's a filling between the lap and the hand. Psychologically, in her lap, she thinks, none of my business. In my hand,
it shows more of a significance.
It's a little strange if you think about it in practical terms. Someone will come over to you and say, here, watch this. Stuff it into your hand. You don't want to watch it. So you throw it back. Say, here, watch this, and put it on your lap. Wouldn't you also throw it back? Is there a big difference between your hand and your lap? But does the person react differently? Just stand up and let it fall. But I quickly stand up and let it fall. Which one? Second lashon. I think, again, I don't know that I wrote down exactly the lashon, but it's lokach yoda bechazaka. He took a hand with force. And he put something in her hand, the kitsha, Simon Kodesh. I don't think there's a difference when they said the Hariyat in the two cases. I think the Hariyat is the same. But it seems to be a stira, the two cases. And the Mefarshim ask, there are two Mahalchim. Let me share with you the Iker Mahalach Lahalacha, which is the Sei Shmuel. And the Veshmul is Membeis Gimel. The Chalkas Mechaikak appears to hold the same way, and it seems from the Gra. It seems that all three hold the same mahal. It's probably the Ikala Halacha. They say that the difference between the two cases is that one case is talking that she was never masking to marry him. He came out of nowhere and threw it in her lap. She never was read a Shidduch for him, was Loi Shadduch. Then it's not a Kedushin Stam. A person comes out of nowhere and throws it in your lap and says, Ariat is garnished. And the other case, the case of Simon Membeis, is talking that originally she agreed to marry him. It was Bidishadich. And then, if he forces it, even though he had to force it into her hand, she didn't show anything, she's taking it willingly. But if she's shaysik, if she doesn't throw it down, she doesn't say anything, we assume that it's a good Kedushin because it was previously Bidishadich. Previously they already agreed to a Kedushin. They agreed in concept to make a shidduch. So according to this, it comes out it's an umestaver also. I mean, to fit into Lashon HaRama, you have to push, but at least the svara, the halacha, comes out pretty good. If you go over to someone in a clear blue sky out of nowhere and you throw something in her lap or even in her hand, they say, Aret Mukadeshesli. So she thinks, there's a mishug in the hair. I have to answer him. I don't have to answer him. Okay, she's a calm person. She has no habavina, something to talk about. So it's not a kiddush. If it's someone with the shadich, if it's someone that was read for a shidduch already and they already talked about getting married, and now he forces it into her hands. So now, if she doesn't want it, she better throw it down. She better say something. If she's quiet, so she's masking. Some she'd rather he do it in a more bakovetic way, but if she doesn't throw it down, she doesn't say no, then it's a good marriage. So at least what we walk away with from this chiddush to the shadich and the loy shadich, we can feel good about it, that it's taka mistaver, and it's the halacha, and it's wonderful. There'll be another reason why under the chuppah today it shouldn't be a problem. If you let go of the ring, so it's b'dishadach, by the time they get to the chuppah it's b'dishadach, and it shouldn't be a problem because lahalacha, it's a case of b'dishadach, and it's shtika lachaman lois, it should be good. There's no problem in Svara. I'm not going to throw in any problem with Svara, just the Gemara. The Tzitzit Da'asa case. What's the case of Tzitzit Da'asa? He goes over to a woman. He says, I'd like you to marry me for the Tzitzit Da'asa, for this mat. She took it. And so L'chayra is B'dishah. So she took the Tzitzit Da'asa. Then they said to him, hey, 1 minute, it's not worth a pruta. He said, okay, the Arba Zuzi in it. And then she was quiet. So we say in our Gemara, Rava says, not a good Kedushin by Tzitzit Da'asa. Shtika lacha matmois la kolomu. That the Tzitzit Da'asa is not worth the proof. The Arba Zuzi, shtika lacha matmois, is garnished. So l'chayra, our Gemara, contradicts the way we're coming out la halacha. We're coming out la halacha, and it's very mistaver that if it's b'dishadich and he's just quiet, it's good. Our Gemara is b'dishadich because she agreed to get married for the Tzitzit Da'asa. And now the Arba Zuzi, on the Arba Zuzi, was saying it's not a Kedushin because she was
quiet on something she knows she's getting, forcing something on her. She's getting the Arba Zuzi, she knows she's getting.
No, but now she does, because now after she's holding it, he says to her.
Right,
so B'shas Ma'ase, so I agree, it's not a Kedushin. Why is it a Kedushin a minute later when he tells her there's 4 Zuzim there and Hari Abba Kedush is with the 4 Zuzim? Why is that not a Kedushin? She's holding it. The answer is. Karban Asanel says, and it's tough, that this is Tali in the 2 Gersais. The way our Gersa Omru lay, this is a good Kasha. You're right, it's a good Kasha. Our Gersa is that they gave it to her, she agreed for the Tzitzit Da'asa. Omru lay, then they told somebody else that it's not worth the pruta, so you have a good Kasha. But if your Gersa is like the Rosh, Omru lay, she said to him, that means she never really agreed to be married. He gave her a Tzitzit Da'asa, and she said right away, it's not worth a pruta. So she never said clearly that she's masking to marry him. You could say, well, she says, not worth a pruta, maybe she meant that if it's worth a pruta, I will be married. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe she meant to say, look, it's not worth a pruta anyway, so what do you talk about? If you go to Amrale, then this whole thing makes sense. She never agreed to be married in the first place. There's no problem. So Mamela, the Tzitzit Da'asa, Amrale. So she told him, I don't agree. And then he said, I was using this fool. And then she says, quiet. So she was quiet. It's not a good condition. So if you go with the Gersa Amrale, you gain 2 things. A, logically, the Gemara makes sense. She never agreed in the first place. B, la halacha, everything follows, the Beis Shmuel, and it's Shalom al Yisrael, it's very geshmak. If you go with Amrale, you don't need big chidushim, you don't need shtikl Torah. It's a very mustavadika case. And la halacha, it's good. Everything is smooth. If you gerus amrale,
almost has a shulchan aruch when he brings them taking gemara. Gerus amrale.
Shulchan aruch says amrale.
Almost has it.
That would be very nice. If the shulchan aruch says amrale, it's very geshmak. Alright, let's check it out. The problem is that there our gemara says amrule. We need a pshat late amrule. Now, if you gerus amrule, the whole gemara is hard. He gave her a Tzitzit Da'asa, she was willing to marry him for a mat. How much did she think the mat is worth already? She was willing to marry him for a mat. And a minute later, Adam say, hey, it's not worth a pruta. He says, okay, there's Abba Zuzi Dispo, And now we stop being misupik what she wants. But the whole Gemara is difficult. If you go to Amrulay, then the whole Gemara is a problem. This is the problem we had yesterday. That if you agree for it, it's a Sadasa, what's the problem later with Arbazus? If you go to Amrulay, you have to come on to a Chiddush, which says, Shimon writes in Shari Yosha, Zion Yud Beis, the same Shari Yosha we spoke about a few times, and Baruch Ben Simon Beis, both say, if you go to Amrulay, then there's no Chsarin, the Chsar is not her Das. Because I guess we assume she wants. It's Chsarin in the Eidim. The Eidim have to see her Das. Reb Shimon holds that the Eidim have to see a whole thing. They have to see his Das, and her Das, and the Maisa Kedusha. The Eidim did not see her Das in the Maisa Kedusha. It's true that you can deduce that she was so wanted because of the Tzitzis Das. But in this Maisa Kedusha, the Arba Zuzei, the Chsarin of Shtikal HaChamat Mois, Reb Shimon learns is, it's Eidis L'Kiyume, the Eidim must see her Das, and being that they have to see her Das, no good. This is Reb Shimon's Shita, it's his Chiddush, Rafa's Chiddush, that her Das is part of what the Eidim has to see. We had it a number of times, we had it originally by Hariyatsu Kukasi. If he says to her, Hariyatsu Kukasi, so we, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a good Kiddush. But who Shehidima? Only if she knows what he's talking about. Most ladies, they don't know. Hariyama Kudeshisli, they heard of. But Hariyatsu Kukasi, they don't know what it means. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Vehu Shevina," she has to understand. So Reb Shimon learns, "Vehu Shevina" means the Eidim have to know she understands. Reb Shimon said the Eidim have to know she knows what the Kukasi means. It's not good enough if the Eidim say he sent the Kukasi and she took it. And we asked the Eidim, "Did she know?" The Eidim say, "I don't know." So we call her in. We ask her, "Do you know what it means?" And she tells us. That's not good enough. So Reb Shimon. Shem says the Eidim have to see that she knows. But Avni Meluim said Fakert. Shimon brings Avni Meluim. Avni Meluim says Vu Shevina means best, and afterwards investigates if she understands or not. Eidim don't have to see her Das. So this machloikis, if the Eidim have to understand her Das or not understand her Das, Reb Shimon says from the Girsa Amrulay, it's mashmal like him. Those who argue with Reb Shimon, Avni Meluim and the others, but the Girsa Amrulay, it's very good. It's very geschmack. Stam, they'll push it in, even if you go to Amrulay, they'll also push in a pshat. I'm not sure which pshat. But it just comes out to us, whether you go to Amrulay or Amrulay, this Vav and Hay in the Sugya has such far ramifications, Lamaisa. If you go to Amrulay, it means she never agreed. And then you can come on to the whole Ramah and the Beis Shmuel and Chakas Mechaikak that if she did agree originally, it's a Kedusha. If you go to Amrulay, so then even if she agreed originally, it's not a Kedusha. A. And B, you have to come on to this Chiddush of Rav Shimon that the Eidim have to see her Das. It's such a big nafkamina and the Pashtus Asfara, these two Gersais. Like I said, if I was giving a Daf Yomi Shir, and I had to go through Gemara quickly, I wanted it to be Mistaver, assuming, you know, different types of Daf Yomis, assuming I had an Olam that was thinking, you know, not just reading, which Baruch Hashem, there are many, I don't make fun. But if they were thinking, and they're going to jump on me right away, I would read the Gemara Amrulay, the Rosh is Geras Amrulay. I say that right away. And if Geras Amrulay, she never agreed, then it's easier to learn the Gemara. If you Geras Amrulay, it's a hard Gemara. It's a hard Gemara. She agreed for the tzips of the Asa, which is worth a pruta, or less than a pruta. And then later, for the four dinarim, she's giving a hard time. It's not even a Safi Kedush. If you go with Amulei, it's a difficult Gemara. And someday, some of you will say a Daf Yomi Shir. When you get to this Gemara, maybe you'll remember. If you put in your notes, highlight it. And when you're giving Daf Yomi Shir, you should go with Amulei. So you'll remember it, but it's with the Girsa of Amrulay, it answers the Ramah. Because you mechal to being tishadach with loy shadach. If you go with Amrulay, like I said, mistam is possible. to answer the Rama. There's a Bach Shita in how to answer the Rama. There are other Mahalachim. But the most satisfying Mahalach is the Bishmos Mahalach, which is the Chatz Plag and the Gra, all three seem to hold. What? They don't go into it. They just bring a raya because they're not busy with our sugya. They're busy with their yisayid. And then there's a raya. They bring this gemara of amrulay. So they bring it agav as a raya. They weren't in the middle of explaining the sugya. So at any rate, this is the sugya of shtika lachamat mois. And let's just see, start the next case, and we'll get into it tomorrow. Hi itza. Another story. Davakam izab nevarshechi. The varshechi case. Why the varshechi? So if you shot him, Rashi says bundles, chavilois meshi, Ben Chanel says magoliois, Ben Gershon says mitznefois, whatever it was. She's selling varshechi. Also a gavra. Chot the varshecha mina. He grabbed the varshecha from her. Amra lei, havan neheli, give it back. Mashma, she was miayish or she wasn't miayish? It sounds like she wasn't miayish. So give it back. In some, she thought that there's a possibility he'll give it back, right? Hava neheli. Omala yavina leich mekudeshesli. If I give it back, are you married to me? Shaka sevi ishtaka. Again, she's quiet. I guess that's the connection to previous gemara. It's also a case of shtika, but it's a totally different case. Tough thing. For Omar Rav Nachman, yechaylo lemeimar in shakli v'didi shakli. Mustaver? Very mustaver. Say, I'm married to him. I took my thing back. I should be married. It's talking about very mustaver of Nachman's Pesach. If this would be the whole Gemara, I'd ask Pshita. It's such a Pashta thing, no? Inshallah. Of course you could say Inshallah and Yisha. Especially if she wasn't Miyayish, right? Never became his. It's a servant. Esve Ravler of Nachman. What are you talking about? Kitcha begezlo b'chamas u'b'gneva. Timakadisha show something you stole. B'chamas. We'll have to see. Chamas. What's the shayla by chamas? You know what chamas is? Chamas is that you paid someone for it. They didn't want to sell it to you, but you forced them to sell it. You took it, you forced them to take it. Ube geneva. Ashechotav sel miyada v'kitcha. Mikudeshes. And the Gemara hasan b'dishadach. That's talking b'dishadach. That originally they made up they get married. So there, we assume if he takes it and gives it back to her, he says, "I'm Mukadesh," and gives it back to her, and she's quiet, she's Nicha. So what's she Nicha with? A woman is standing there, and someone grabs it from her and gives it back. She wants to marry this man. Why she wants to marry a man who steals things from her, I'm not sure. But she wants to marry him. So he comes and he swipes something from her and gives it back. So she's happy. Chayyakash says, who cares if she's happy? Still no Kedushin. She didn't get anything from him. She only got her thing back. So the Ritva says, must be Pshat in the Gemara. Then when he says, Hari Amakudeshesli, and she realizes what he's doing, she's Makneh to him. Since she wants to be married to him. So she's Makneh to him. And then he marries her with it, and that's the way it works. Only if he's miyayish. If he's not miyayish, he only has what we call kinyan geneva, which means only responsibility, but he doesn't own it. If she's not miyayish, I assume she's not miyayish. She said, "Hava neheli." So it must be talking then, Dr. Ritva, that she's maknit. She says, "All right, let it be his." That would only make sense if she knows the halacha that it has to be his. I guess she knows. Women know. They may not know dinei shayrim, but they know that the kedushin is something that's his.
So,
So it could be the Rosh is talking here. The Rosh says that if you give someone something to do Kedushin with, Stama, you're giving to them, it should be Kedin. So Mamela, she's giving it to him, she's letting it be Mekadish, and Mamela, it's good. So this is the simple chiluk of the Gemara, the Varshechi. The Gemara brings a Raya to it, but I guess the Gemara with Raya will get to it.